Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're cutting right to the chase. The Costco food court. We're digging into how they actually decide what goes on that menu.
Yeah, and let's just state the big takeaway up front. Forget thinking of it as a restaurant trying to make money on food. It's not.
Right.
It's purely, well, almost purely a marketing tool. It keeps members happy, keep them renewing. That's the game.
And that famous $1.50 set talk and soda combo is the perfect example, isn't it?
Yeah.
Same price since 1984.
Exactly. Inflation means it should be, what, over $4.50 today?
About $4.64, yeah. And you got that legendary quote from co-founder Jim Senegal.
Oh, yeah. The if you raise the effing hot dog, I will kill you line tells you everything about its importance.
It really does. So that philosophy, how does it translate into actual menu rules?
Well, the analysis calls it the Costco food court doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like their constitution, four main pillars, apparently. But for understanding menu changes, two are absolutely critical.
Okay, what are they?
First, the unbeatable value proposition. It has to feel like an incredible deal. A loss leader, sure, but the perception of value is key. It's why the hot dog isn't just cheap. It's huge that quarter pound size matters.
Makes sense. Cheap isn't enough. It has to feel generous. And the second pillar?
This one's crucial. Tyranny of operational simplicity. It sounds dramatic, but it just means everything must be incredibly efficient.
Because the margins are so thin or non-existent.
Precisely. They talk about an operational speed limit. We found that number, any new item has to go from order to customer in under 90 seconds.
90 seconds. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Anything slower is just, well, it's dead on arrival. Creates bottlenecks. Ruins the model.
So that explains some of the items that disappeared. Things people actually like.
Exactly. Let's look at the combo pizza. Everyone remembers that one. Pulled in 2020.
People were upset.
Very. But it failed on two counts. Cost of goods, all those different veggies and meats, and crucially, operational simplicity. Prepping it just took too long, slowed everything down, caused waste.
Too complicated for the system. What about that burger they tested? I heard it was actually good quality.
The organic cheeseburger, yeah.
Nice.
Reportedly pasty, but it was a classic operational failure. It was made to order, hand-assembled.
Ah, so like a regular fast food burger.
But you just can't do that in a Costco food court environment.
Yeah.
Imagine the lines right by the exit. It was doomed by that 90-second rule. Pure bottleneck.
Got it. And, okay, the one that still seems to sting for people, the Polish dog, removed in 2018. Why?
That one's interesting. It wasn't really slow or too costly in the same way. The reason given was ruthless menu optimization, redundancy. They already had the all-beef hot dog. The Polish dog, while popular, was essentially a second hot dog.
Just another sausage option.
Yep. And that complicated inventory ordering, maybe even grill space, just enough to violate that core simplicity principle. So even popularity couldn't save it. Efficiency won.
Ruthless is right. Okay, so if things like the combo pizza and Polish dog failed these tests, what can possibly pass? What does the strategy say should be on the menu?
Well, they apparently use a menu innovation scoring matrix, very quantitative, and it heavily weights items that score high on profound supply chain synergy.
Synergy with the main warehouse, you mean? Using stuff they already sell in bulk.
Exactly that. Leverage Kirkland's signature. So the top future contenders, the tier one probabilities, they make perfect sense.
Like what? Give me an example.
Top of the list, rotisserie chicken noodle soup.
Ah, using the famous $4.99 rotisserie chicken.
The ultimate synergy example.
Yeah.
Taking their biggest in-store loss leader and repurposing it right there in the food court. Minimal new supply chain needed.
That's smart. What else scored high?
Macaroni and cheese. Classic comfort food.
Shit.
Easy to make in huge batches using, you know, Kirkland cheese, Kirkland pasta probably. Served fast with just a scoop.
Simple, cheap, fast. Checks all the boxes.
And another one was a soft pretzel. Again, likely leverages existing bakery supply lines or capabilities. Easy to hold in a warmer, super quick serve time.
So the pattern is clear. Simple, uses existing ingredients, and above all, incredibly fast to serve.
That's the formula.
Now, before we finish, there were a couple of strategic recommendations mentioned. One was about bringing back the Polish dog.
Yeah, but strategically, not permanently. Use it as a limited time offer, an LTO. Call it managed nostalgia.
Create some buzz, get people excited, but don't mess up the daily operational simplicity long term.
Exactly. And for healthy stuff, the advice was ditch complicated trends. Think simple whole foods, maybe like a basic chicken and rice bowl again, using that rotisserie chicken. Easy, fast.
Okay, last thought then. What about the things people really seem to want, like French fries?
Mm.
Or maybe figuring out a burger that does work?
the holy grails. Right now, they fail. Fries need fryers, that's equipment footprint they don't have and maybe don't want. And both fries and a viable burger hit that operational simplicity wall again. That 90-second rule is tough.
So is it impassable?
Not impossible, but the key isn't finding the right recipe. It's about technology. The analysis calls it operational technology scouting. They need something like, I don't know, incredibly high-speed ovens or maybe even robotic assembly for burgers or fries that can meet the speed and space demands.
So until the machines get good enough, no fries.
Basically, yeah. The bottleneck isn't desire, it's the physics of the operation. Automation might be the only way to unlock those most requested items. It's a tech problem now,